We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, charitable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Sealing Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongosh. In Dakhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. In Urtush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, medicines are more affordable in the Philippines. In Veg News, a South Indian superstar promotes the plant-based diet. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Action for Animal Rights Peru, or ATPA, which protects our animal friends worldwide. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 31st, is the Independence Day of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago. Kyrgyzstan, which attained its self-sovereignty in 1991, is situated in Central Asia. Its gorgeous Issyk-Kul Lake is among the world's largest mountain lakes and is known as the Pearl of the Tian Shan. Malaysia gained its autonomy in 1957. Located in Southeast Asia, it has over 2,000 species of plants and animals found nowhere else on the planet. In 1962, the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago achieved its self-rule. It is home to cultures and faiths from around the world. May the citizens of Kyrgyzstan, Malaysia, and Trinidad and Tobago have a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. In early August, Typhoon Morakot struck the Philippines, claiming 26 lives. The storm triggered floods and landslides that inundated 10 villages in 5-foot-deep floodwaters, affecting over 28,000 people.
Supreme Master Qinghai on August 9, sending her prayers and love, donated $10,000 for our local association members to help the storm victims. This amount could purchase $142,000 in supplies if acquired in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
On August 15th, our association's relief team from the Philippines and Formosa, or Taiwan, went to the worst-afflicted Botolan City in the province of Zambales. They prepared 3,500 relief packages containing food and hygiene supplies and began distribution in Iba and Palawig.
I would like to express my heartfelt thanks to the Supreme Master Qinghai for extending food assistance to the victims. Thank you.
With help from Red Cross Philippines personnel, the team delivered relief to other regions in Botolan to deliver relief, including the village of San Miguel, which had not yet received any assistance from non-governmental organizations. The relief recipients expressed their gratitude for Master's love and care.
Thank you very much, sir, the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Our thanks, Red Cross workers and all other local Philippine personnel, for your aid. We especially thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and support for the vulnerable. Our sympathies for those who perished, as we wish the storm victims a swift restoration of their fulfilling daily lives. Let us join in leading kinder lifestyles to restore the balance of our precious planetary home.
Powerful storms sweep through northern China. On Thursday and Friday, China's Hebei province was hit by strong winds that reached 28 meters per second and hail with diameter as large as 4 centimeters. Approximately 2.7 million residents were affected, including one who perished and 23 who were injured when a rainstorm collapsed a building in Luancheng County. Local government officials were dispatched to the afflicted areas to arrange relief work. Our appreciation, Chinese personnel, for your rapid response to ease the situation. Our prayers are with the storm victims for their quick recovery to productive daily lives as we strive to alleviate such weather extremities through our kinder actions.
Sudan lashed by heavy rains. On Wednesday, the heaviest rains in 20 years descended on the Sudanese capital of Khartoum, claiming 10 lives, injuring scores of people, and destroying 1,300 homes. Khartoum Governor Abdul Rahman Al-Qudr temporarily closed all schools, while a Sudanese Council of Ministers arranged for rainwater clearance to help protect lives and properties. Governor Al-Qudr and Council Ministers, we are thankful for your timely initiatives. Our prayers for the soon restoration of normalcy to the Sudanese people's lives, and that such disasters are minimized through humanity's compassionate, earth-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Belgium assists Pakistan's rebuilding. Foreign Minister Yves Leterme pledged a donation of 500,000 euros to the International Red Cross in Pakistan to aid civil war victims with reconstruction and recovery. Minister Leterme also promised his country's further support for improving security and humanitarian situations in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. Heaven smiles on your caring actions, Minister Leterme and Belgium. Such encouraging help will surely bring comfort and resiliency to brethren in both beautiful nations.
UK provides animal-free alternatives to vegan inmates. As part of recent measures passed to protect inmates' rights, an estimated 500 vegan detainees in UK prisons are now able to purchase food and toiletries that do not contain animal products. Items include soya milk, nuts, seeds, tofu, vegan soap, shampoo, and toothpaste. Many thanks, United Kingdom, for making these meaningful options available to vegan inmates. May your thoughtful provision serve to enhance harmony and eco-friendly lifestyles for all detainees.
Swine flu spreading at shocking speed. According to World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan, the swine flu has been spreading at four times the rate of other viruses. Dr. Chan said in an interview, "This virus travels at an unbelievable, almost unheard-of speed. In 6 weeks, it travels the same distance that other viruses take 6 months to cover. 40% of the fatalities concern young adults in good health who die of a viral fever in 5 to 7 days. This is the most worrying fact."
The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has reported 2,967 fatalities across at least 180 countries. As for the true number of cases so far, the total is many times greater than any officially gathered data can count. Saudi Arabia announced 3 additional deaths, bringing the toll to 19. The US has reported 34 more people who perished, bringing the total to 556 fatalities, along with 859 new hospitalizations in the past week alone. Macau cases increased by 50 Friday to 834, as Hong Kong confirmed 381 new cases in 24 hours, bringing the total to nearly 11,000 people. Mexico estimated total case could reach 1 million over the winter, up from 21,264. Many schools in Ao Lạc or Vietnam have closed as swine flu cases increased to 100 and total cases reached 2,412.
Our earnest sympathies for the pain of the families coping with lost loved ones, and we pray for heaven's grace to comfort them in this time of sorrow. May all those currently suffering from swine flu safely recover and be protected from this and future perilous pandemics through the most preventative vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Woman rescues canine and helps restore his health. Seeing an injured dog abandoned on a busy highway in Arizona, USA, Ms. Laura Ann Brown stopped to rescue and bring him to a local vet. When told the dog's injuries were so severe he would be euthanized if not claimed in 3 days, Ms. Brown committed to raising the money for his surgeries by donating proceeds from her eBay business sales and arranging for facilities like the Humane Society and nonprofit Valley of the Sun Rescue to accept donations for the dog, now named Lucky, and seek his permanent adoption. God bless your generous and compassionate heart, Ms. Brown. With such guardian angels as you, the Humane Society, and Valley of the Sun Rescue, Lucky is surely headed toward a full recovery and a happy life in a forever loving home.
Two detainees released from Guantanamo. On Friday, the United States government freed another two men as part of President Barack Obama's goal to close the facility. The two Syrian nationals were flown to Portugal, where they had already been assured of visas and housing. The Interior Ministry issued a statement saying, "These citizens, who expressed interest in being hosted by Portugal, are not subject to any charges. Our congratulations on the freedom of the two men. May your lives be graced with warm welcome, love, and friendship."
Save Our Planet, Truth of Venus Revealed by Supreme Master Qinghai. Given its past Earth-like conditions, scientists have long been fascinated by Venus's prospect of life. In a telephone interview with Dr. David Grinspoon, interdisciplinary scientist of the European Space Agency's Venus Express project, he stated that the atmosphere on Venus was once likely to have been conducive to life.
Could there ever have been animal life on Venus? I would say the answer is yes. We really don't know how far life could have gotten on Venus before the climate changed from its more moderate past to the extreme climate we see today that would make our kind of life impossible.
Venus is believed by scientists to have undergone a runaway global warming catastrophe similar to what is facing Earth today. In July 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai unveiled in a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, USA, incredible insights on the history of Mars and how the Martians' raising and killing of livestock had caused global warming and then planetary destruction.
Wishing to know more, Supreme Master Television staff invited Supreme Master Qinghai to share about Earth's other neighbor, Venus. Graciously accepting the invitation, Supreme Master Qinghai was only recently able to make the precious time to bring the knowledge, based on her deep inner meditation.
Within a few weeks' time, the whole planet was destroyed because of the poisonous gases from livestock. Of course, it triggered other gases from the warm ocean, as you know, it's similar to our planetary problem right now.
Surprisingly, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed that there have actually been a total of 4 Venus-like planets in our galaxy. 2 were destroyed and 2 survived, with fates that were determined by their inhabitants' level of virtue.
In the hot Venus, even the core of the planet was also full of hot and poisonous gas, so no life can exist. The size of the disintegrated is similar to Mars. But the other two, Venus, are very cool, very good. They have no war at all. And they have less meat-eater population. So more or less, they are balanced with the karmic law. Some years ago, I said if we have two-thirds of the planet population vegetarian, then we could have saved the planet too. But now it's too late. Now we need the whole planet population to be compassionate. Vegan, be the best.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for this most rare knowledge. May the Venusian lessons encourage wiser, virtuous lifestyle choices to help save our wondrous Earth.
To learn more fascinating details about Venus and much more, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Plastic releases harmful chemicals into oceans. In a recent study, plastics, once thought to be virtually indestructible, have been found to be decomposing in oceans with surprising speed. Moreover, as they disintegrate, they leach a number of hazardous chemicals into the water and sand.
Lead scientist Dr. Katsuhiko Saito of Nihon University in Japan stated that the plastic releases chemicals such as bisphenol A, as well as a known carcinogen from styrene into the water. In Japan alone, over 150,000 tons of plastic wash up each year onto the shore, with millions of tons that arrive on beaches worldwide.
Dr. Saito and associates, many thanks for your research, disturbing though it may be. Let us all be reminded to seek lifestyles that bring only benefit to all beings on the planet.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the importance of our own health and survival of realizing the interdependence of all elements in the environment.
Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. To disturb the balance of the seas thus ultimately places our own lives in danger. So it is in our interest to care for the oceans if we want to survive, and all the life that they contain, including fish.
Save our planet. The World Agroforestry Center in Nairobi, Kenya, recommends farmers grow fruit and nut trees for income because of the tree's ability to absorb CO2, as well as being able to withstand drought conditions better than livestock or other crops.
Save our planet. Monaco's Prince Albert II calls on Japan's support in protecting the bluefin tuna, a species he wants to propose to be put on the list of endangered species, which, if successful, will ban all trade on the fish that is witnessing drastic dwindling numbers.
Hello, I'm Oda the Wombat, and this is my lovely daughter Tambi.
My dad and I are both vegan.
Let's tell our tip of the day, Tambi.
Sure, to help make furniture easier to move so it won't damage your floor, try using felt pads.
They come in many sizes and shapes and can be put on the bottoms of couches, desks, bookshelves, tables, and more.
And they work great.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, access to medicines is easier for Philippine citizens. Her Excellency President Gloria Macabagal Arroyo of the Republic of the Philippines has reduced the cost of 5 essential medicines by half. Pharmacies have until September 15, 2009 to implement the new prices. The price of 60 medicines has been voluntarily decreased at least 50% by manufacturers. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency President Gloria Macabagal Arroyo, the Philippine government and participating pharmaceutical companies for beneficial measures to support the health of your co-citizens. May all people thrive in abundance and happiness.
In Veg News, an Indian movie advocates vegetarianism. Quick Gun Murugan, which began playing in theaters on August 28, is the story of a cowboy who is dedicated to the plant-based food. Before the release of the movie, to emphasize the importance of the animal-free diet, the movie's hero, South Indian superstar Mr. Rajendra Prasad, with the help of 16 chefs, made a 32.5 feet long dosa. This is a giant version of a South Indian specialty food created to further promote the peaceful vegetarian lifestyle. Kudos, Mr. Rajendra Prasad, chefs and all those involved with Quick Gun Murugan for presenting the virtues of the compassionate diet. May we continue to use innovative ways to share the life-affirming message. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Today's segment features the non-profit Action for Animal Rights Peru, which advocates for our animal co-inhabitants worldwide. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. More helpful news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, presenting a Peruvian organization that shares information about cherishing our animal co-inhabitants.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Action for Animal Rights Peru, or ATPA, is a non-profit group dedicated to protecting our animal co-inhabitants. ATPA shares information about loving treatment of all animals by organizing talks in schools and at public events. In addition, the members work with other organizations and take part in peaceful public gatherings about safeguarding the lives of innocent animals.
ADPA Peru joined with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, to protest the inhumane seal hunt in Canada. As an encouraging development, the European Union has passed a bill prohibiting the import of seal products to Europe. Also significant is that Canadian Senator Mac Hubb proposed ending the utterly cruel practice. These are viewed as important steps towards ensuring the protection of the sacred lives of the sweet and intelligent seals.
Campaigns have also been organized to save the lives of cats and dogs around the world. Other activities of ATPA Peru include the support of vegetarian diet. Every year on March 20th, ATPA joins with other like-minded groups and individuals to take part in World Meatless Day Festival. Information is provided on how the raising of animals for food is causing global warming and many benefits of the earth-saving diet. Our deep appreciation, Action for Animal Rights Peru, or ADPA, for your dedicated work on behalf of our gentle animal friends. May we soon see a world in which all beings respect one another in the spirit of goodness and compassion.
Now let's listen to a joke told in English entitled The Limit.
One day an employee received an unusually large check. She decided not to say anything about it. The following week, her check was for less than the normal amount, and she confronted her boss. "How come?" The supervisor inquired. "You didn't say anything when you were overpaid." Unperturbed, the employee replied, "Well, I can overlook one mistake, but not two in a row."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai and Supreme Master TV. I found out about Supreme Master Qinghai from the climate change article in the Irish Sunday Independent, July 12, 2009. I contacted Dublin Centre and I have now learned the convenient method. You have made me more aware of how to live compassionately and lovingly. I feel so blessed to be able to make life better for us all. My young children love your programs and they feel for people suffering elsewhere. Thank you for lovingly raising our awareness and showing us a higher way. Bridget, Ireland.
Beautiful Bridget, how wonderful to hear that you are practicing meditation and living in tune with peace and compassion. It is indeed a simple yet powerful deed to rescue our planet just by being vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai has been tirelessly sharing this information with the world's citizens, and we are also immeasurably grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for guiding us on the path of virtue and nobility. With heaven's light and all our love to you and your elevated Irish co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the presence of the Divine Spirit. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, calls for socioeconomic planning that helps maintain member nations' stability by building in support for such events as volcanic activity and typhoons.
Former Beatles member and rock star Sir Paul McCartney launches his new Meat Free Monday song on YouTube.com while encouraging others to share their Meat Free Monday songs and recipes.
U.S.-based search engine company Google adds 42 new translated languages to its free Google Docs program.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy proposes transforming the G8 group of the world's eight largest economies to include developing nations and become the G14 by 2011.
In a meeting with muftis and officials from the North Caucasus region in Sochi, Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev proposes a digital TV channel dedicated to sharing Islam's true teachings of peace.
Jamaican Chief Medical Officer Dr. Shaila Campbell-Forrester encourages the adoption of healthier lifestyles, which she states could reduce the treatment of medical costs.
U.S. President Barack Obama introduces the subject of national school lunch reform, a subject welcomed by several U.S. businesses that are launching pilot programs to provide healthy and affordable meals.
The European Union signs trade agreements with Zimbabwe, Mauritius, Madagascar, and Seychelles, with similar documents planned for Zambia and Comoros to help support growth and development.
Survivors from Vilu Fushi Island in Maldives that was severely damaged by the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami can return home thanks to the British Red Cross, who finished construction of new houses, school, and power supply.
El Salvador launches the Safe Territory Project, focused on alleviating crime rates in key municipalities by encouraging youth development through education and sports.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.